This is Ozarks at Large. The second of 4 weekends of Theater Squared's production of Good People continues tonight at Nadine Baum Studio in Fayetteville. David Lindsay Abaire's script was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Play in 2011. The central characters, Margie and Mike, lead very different lives. He's a doctor. She's just been fired from her job at a discount store. But they grew up together in the tough neighborhoods of South Boston, and their connection may be far deeper than we first suspect. The play includes laugh-out-loud moments and tense scenes of quiet confrontation as the play explores identity, what it means to be successful, and secrets. This week, the two actors playing the leads in T2's production, Rebecca Harris and Sean Patrick Riley, came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio, along with Amy Herzberg, the director. I asked all three about perfecting the periods of silence, especially in the second act, when Margie and Mike are discussing their past, whether they want to or not.
And you push it until it's too long, and then you go, oh, no, that was too much, and you pull it back. I mean, some of it's a feel of it, like, because the characters are really uncomfortable. And then you wait. But, yeah, I would say that Amy pushes us to find the how long is too long and then pulls it back.
Right. And I think that what you just said, that the discomfort of the character really is reflecting the discomfort of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that I think if we get to the point where we're feeling uncomfortable, that's probably too far. Or just close
enough.
You
want to call it just before it gets really horrible.
Yeah, just before it gets that way. But I mean, in the rest of the show, too, there's the comedy aspect of it. To be in front of people is fantastic. And so to have those first, you know, counting the preview, those first 5 or 6 performances to figure out, because they're going to laugh at different things every night, but where to ride that wave and, you know, what's too long and how much am I pushing for a laugh sometimes or something like that.
And where the second wave comes of like there's a couple places where there's like a quick, like an immediate like, ha ha. And then sort of you can feel them kind of get it. And then there's like another wave of recognition. And then it's kind of like, wow. The playwright, David Lindsay Abaire, is amazing. And he writes really well and writes with a rhythm and timing. And so that helps in sort of learning. Like,
right.
like you would music, but then in conjunction with an audience is a great part of the experience.
I think this is a play that certainly benefits from seeing twice. In that, the first time the two of you meet your characters, you're a doctor, you're a woman from South.
I'm not.
You're not a woman from South Boston. You knew each other as young people, and you've grown apart. You're in different strata of the economic society. But I think that first scene, when you see him again for the first time, will play completely different to a viewer the second time round.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think about that because you've got to have different layers? Because when we first see it, we think that there's hardly any connection between you.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a connection. And when you think back to that connection, I think you guys were playing it. There was the subtext there. We just didn't know it.
Regardless of what your history is, the reality for me of running into somebody that you haven't seen in 30 years, there is going to be a certain amount of discomfort. I mean, it would be great if everybody, oh, we haven't seen each other, and instantly you're back on the same page.
And what's interesting is that both of those things are happening for them. There's a certain formality because they haven't seen each other, but then the joking around and the kind of banter that they kind of, like as that first scene kind of, as they're in the same room, then they kind of like, oh yeah, that thing.
I remember what kind of person you were.
Yeah, and so there's that natural sort of growth, I think, that happens. And so then you're seeing that little moment bubble, and then, you know, then there's more later on when they're around each other and you get more information.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in Boston. John, you're from Boston, right?
I grew up in New England and around Newport, Rhode Island for quite some time, but I lived in Boston off and on for about 6 years.
Because Boston seems like one of those places that even if you've never been, like maybe Mississippi, that there are these tropes that you just sort of assume because South Boston, Southie, through different movies or whatever, kind of has this reputation as being tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if with your time there, does this script get it? Does
Yes, it does. It's a strange place. I haven't been to Mississippi, so I can't speak to that.
I have. It too can be strange.
Boston, and in particular South Boston, Southie, and Dorchester, is still an incredibly tribal, sort of ghettoized place. And it's very closed society in a lot of ways. And my wife is of Italian descent, and they talk about like omerta or something. You know, like there's this code that you do not say certain things outside the circle of love and trust or whatever it happens to be. And one of the things about even the title of the play, Good People, is to be an Irish Catholic in Boston, good people is not only the reality of what it is to be a good person, but it is it's a phrase that we use there to say, in like in the Italian community, you would say, "Oh, don't worry about him. He's paisan. He's paisan. He's part of the tribe. He's part of the group. He's part of the. We can trust him." And in Boston, in the Irish American community, we use the phrase, "Oh yeah, he's good people. He's the cousin of my cousin, and yeah. Don't worry about him. He'll keep his mouth shut. He's a good guy. You can talk around him. He's good people." And so there's a bunch of stuff in the play that I find delightful having lived there that I don't know that anybody else even gets. Mm. But I don't think it matters. And there's just those little things like that, or some of the more specific references to places. And but particularly that phrase, "Yeah, he's good people," and what that might mean and what it means in the play. And again, the brilliance of David Lindsay O'Bear, I think it's a phenomenal play. I mean, the more that we've worked on it, the more delighted I am with it. And I agree with Amy. When I read it, I thought, "Oh yeah, this is a good play." And then we started rehearsing it, and you really start digging into it, and you go, "Well, this might be close to a great play." I mean, it's a great play.
Sean Patrick Riley and Rebecca Harris are the leads in the Theater 2 production of Good People. We also heard from the play's director, Amy Herzberg. Good People by David Lindsay O'Bear continues tonight through March 9th at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Dates, times, and ticket information can be found at theater2.org.